clairvoyance is not a gift. It's a result of very hard work, either in this life or in some past life. Clairvoyance is not always a mark of evolution. Some of the best, if they are best, black magicians are great clairvoyants, have great clairaudient powers, and are capable of psychic feats which are as good as those psychic feats demonstrated by any white magician. So psychic powers as such do not necessarily mean that the person who has developed these is highly evolved. A lot of claims these days by some alleged clairvoyants, just because they can tell you what you ate for breakfast or some equally nonsensical thing like that, they claim to come from Venus or Mars. Such is nonsense. This power of clear vision or clear hearing, clairaudience, or clear smelling is within each and every person. A cat possesses it and uses it quite naturally. A dog uses it quite naturally. There have been many, many cases, well-authenticated cases, where a dog has shown clairvoyant powers by being frightened of a room that was known to be haunted, for instance, when the dog itself couldn't know that the room was haunted. Generally, a dog does not like psychic manifestation. Generally, a cat, unless it's a Pekingese, generally a cat does like psychic manifestation. So, therefore, it's rather like healing in a way. It's a great power which you can all develop. And when you have developed it and can use it, you must refuse to use it. It's one of the great subtleties of life. Like so many psychic powers, it presents a certain temptation, if you like to call it this, but you can't reject that which you have not developed. So in the consideration of the development of clairvoyance, I like to make one or two points very clear. The only reason I'm giving this lecture is because I believe that if some of you developed clairvoyance correctly, this could help you to do a greater service for mankind. And that's my only motive for being here talking about this subject. No other motive whatsoever.